USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former Vice President Joe Biden was forced to defend his record at the debates last night on desegregation in the 1970s under grilling from Senator Kamala Harris of California. The intense exchange came less than 2 weeks after Biden came under harsh criticism for boasting about his ability to form personal relationships in past decades with James Eastland from Mississippi and Herman Talmadge from Georgia. Harris said it was hurtful to hear Biden speak of his bonds with those senators. She told the story of a little girl who was in the early wave of children to integrate schools in California.
You know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools. And she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
In the 70s and early 80s, Biden led a southern bloc of Republican and Democratic senators who blocked the use of federal funds to enforce desegregation through busing. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Food and Drug Administration has once again expanded its recall of widely prescribed blood pressure drugs because of contamination with a chemical linked to cancer. The latest recall targets the drug Losartan. Losartan is a generic receptor blocker, or ARB, and is used to treat high blood pressure as well as heart failure. Over the last year, scores of batches of generic ARBs have been withdrawn from the market 45 times due to the presence of chemical contaminants, which have been linked to an increased risk of certain kinds of cancer. Former FDA Chairman Scott Gottlieb believes this never should have happened in the first place.
This is tragic, and it's deeply concerning that people were exposed to this. It shouldn't have happened. If you didn't know to look for this, this would have been very hard to detect.
The FDA investigation into the contaminants continues. Stocks finished mixed today as Boeing weighs heavy on the Dow Industrials. The Dow was down 10.24. NASDAQ Composite Index up 57 points, and the S&P 500 up 11 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Maine Governor Janet Mills signed a bill to set up the legal framework for the sale of recreational marijuana to adults as early as next year. Her office said that the state's Office of Marijuana Policy plans to accept applications for licensing by the end of 2019. The Democratic governor said her administration has worked quickly to implement the voter-approved law since she took office earlier this year. The state's voters chose to legalize both the use and sale of recreational marijuana among adults in November 2016, but months of delays and political squabbles have slowed the implementation of the commercial industry. The state now has a legal roadmap for marijuana to arrive in stores as early as 2020. And Netflix is now losing its most popular TV show, The Office, in a sign of things to come as more and more TV and movie makers start their own streaming services to take back their own offerings. In a tweet, Netflix said it was sad that NBC will no longer license The Office to Netflix, but added that Netflix will still have it for the next year and a half. NBC Universal streaming service is due to start in 2020. Starting in January 2021, the yet unnamed NBC service will be the exclusive home in the United States for all 9 seasons of that sitcom, which follows the hapless employers of the Dunder Mifflin Paper Company. And that's what she said. Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio, or you can choose Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.